CHML Christmas Tree of Hope. All right, an interesting new study, a national Canadian Angus Reid public opinion survey, challenged many of the prevailing beliefs about Canadian women and their financial behaviors, and provides fascinating insight into women's true feelings and activities surrounding money, investing, financial knowledge, and financial planning. To talk more about this is Barbara Stewart, financial analyst, who commissioned the report, and she's on the line with us now. Good afternoon, Barbara. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well. What's the big misconception about women and money?
Well, I was astonished to find that my hunch turned out to be true. Women are actually confident about money matters. They've just been answering the wrong questions, I think.
So what does that mean?
Well, if you look at most of the studies and surveys and articles out there, they seem to perpetuate some form of myth or another that women are unhappy with their advisors, or they think financial firms talk down to them, or they leave financial planning to other people in their lives. And women are actually overly modest if you ask them certain questions. Sometimes they're actually self-deprecating about their abilities when asked. And so it's very important how the survey questions are worded. So the reason I did the Angus Reid survey used questions that would get at their actual behavior. What are they doing about money rather than just what are they saying they're like with their money? Big difference, as it turns out.
Why do some just assume women are not worthy of these decisions? Is that a stereotype from the past? Is it that we've just come so far in such a short period of time?
Well, I don't have the answer to that, but it really bugged me, which is why I wanted to get at the actual behavior, which is the gist of my survey. I was tired of hearing that, and in my day-to-day work experience dealing with women, they're incredibly capable. So I sort of wanted to get at that and see if we could prove it. And the survey shows that women are, in fact, confident, and they're loyal to their advisors, and they're financially literate. The important thing is they don't demonstrate those things in conventional ways or stereotypical ways.
Maybe that's why they're making so much money.
Could be.
They're pulling the wool over all of our eyes.
Absolutely. I don't know what's behind it, but I got at the behavior here.
It's interesting you bring all of this up, because I've been touting this for the last few months, that this stat blows my mind, that more women are graduating from university than are men. So my next question is, what do you think the world's going to look like 20 years from now? So how can you have these stereotypes when we have stats like this out there?
Well, I find it shocking, and I think, really that's what I'm after, is getting to the truth here so that we can move forward and admit what the truth is. And in the white paper I've written, that's really the call to action that I'm making. Women have to talk about how they really behave rather than put themselves down, things like that.
So what is the truth? Tell us what you found out.
Well, surprisingly, most Canadian women don't watch a lot of financial news on TV. They don't take financial courses or write exams, and they don't sit around in bars talking about stocks.
Well, you know what? This is even more scary, because that means they're just naturally aware of all this stuff.
So what they do, rather than not that stuff, is they learn by observing the people around them. So they have role models for financial knowledge. People like their dads comes up a lot, their grandmother. And then these role models are who they learn from, and then they pass on those lessons to the next generation.
Is that always good, or should we not be talking to some sort of financial advisor?
Well, I think there are a lot of shoulds, but the bottom line is, are we effective at the end of it? And these statistics have certainly shown that we are, and that was my suspicion. So it may not be a conventional way of learning by reading the stock pages, but you're getting your information somewhere, and you're making smart financial decisions. So what difference does it make? And, what's financial literacy? In the end, it's, are you confident and capable, right?
Maybe it's just not as profitable that way.
Well, you'll wonder, don't you?
So what women have to do more here is sell their ability? And would they want to?
I would say so, because if we have more awareness about the way that women actually like to learn, and their observed behavior shows that they're, in fact, managing very well, then stop trying to make us learn from some other rule book or forcing us to study a certain way. The media and financial institutions should deliver financial information in the way women find interesting and in a format they want, based on what they're telling us.
So is what you're saying, and I'm reading between the lines here, is that women are better listeners?
I didn't say that. I didn't hear you.
Are we? touche. So I guess this could change the way we look at finance and the way we teach finance. No?
I would hope so, and that's really why I did it, because I was tired of hearing this stuff, and my real-life job, there's a fundamental disconnect there.
But are they passing this down to the next generation? And obviously they are.
Yes, they are. In fact, did the stats on that, and 97% of women believe it's important to educate their children about financial matters, and how many of them are doing something about it? 65% are sitting down and talking to their children about financial matters, which is great. And that's that role model thing. That's that thing that women prefer, a relationship style of learning.
Boy, this is going to get ugly in 20 years, man. Do men and women, meaning in a relationship, whether it's married or common law or whatever, do men and women discuss this together?
It certainly seems that way. Here are the stats, because I wanted to get at that, too. The overwhelming statistic to me was that although women consult either their financial advisor or their spouse or both, 89% of women say that the final financial decision rests with them. So they make their own decision. That was like a whopping statistic.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's any different, does it?
It does not. 89% also said they should be making financial decisions with their partner, which I assume means consulting them, like you suggested. But only 34% have completely joint finances, so it's difficult to tell what goes on in those conversations.
Guilty. And I guess this just speaks of how our society has changed over the last decade or two.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it has changed or if we've just been perpetuating these old myths and survey questions that are perhaps incorrect. Because if you ask a woman, are you nervous and anxious? A lot of women will say that because they're publicly very modest and sometimes self-deprecating. But if you look at their behavior, maybe all along they've been strong.
Won't time change that?
I think the goal in life is personal evolution for everyone. Yeah. I would hope so. That's why I'm trying to get these messages out there.
So at the end of the day, what do you want everybody to take away from this?
I would like people to be more truthful about how they're actually doing rather than putting themselves down. I'm talking about women here. Mm-hmm. So that we can have better financial education in the system and more truthful messages out there in the press, and we can get at what people really are interested in when they're picking up a financial paper or whatever it is.
How can guys help this?
I just encourage that. I think that, maybe they've been doing it all along. It's hard to say. I'm not saying they're not. This isn't a man versus woman thing. This was just something I noticed about women specifically and wanted to explore more about their actual behavior.
Perhaps women don't give themselves enough credit in this department, or do they just want to play the silent partner?
That would be a good thing to explore. I didn't study that, but someone should.
All right. Interesting stuff. Website we can go to find out more about this, Barbara?
BarbaraStewart.ca.
All right, BarbaraStewart.ca. And Barbara Stewart is a financial analyst and, of course, commissioned the study. Thanks very much for the insight, Barbara. Much appreciated.
Thank you. That was great.
It is 247. It's 900 CHML. I'm Scott Thompson. We're coming back.